ओके एकं सुभाषितं पश्यामः. लुक् एट् दिस् प्रोबर्ब्. जननी जन्मभूमिश्च स्वर्गादपि गरीयसि. जननी जन्मभूमिश्च स्वर्गादपि गरीयसि. जननी मदर् एण्ड् जन्मभूमि मदर्लाण्ड् च एण्ड् सर्वादपि दे आर् ग्रेटर् देन् इवन् हेवन् इट्स् ओके. सो देट् इस् द तात्पर्यम् आफ् दिस् प्रोवर्ब्. So it's just every class will go over one proverb just to get you familiarized with the language. So if Parichaya, you know how to introduce ourselves, but if somebody new has joined and they want to introduce themselves, they can unmute themselves and introduce themselves saying Mama Nama Sarala. अहं शिक्षिका अस्मि. सो इफ् एनिबडि वाण्ट्स् टु से देयर् नेम् दे केन् से मम नाम एण्ड्
मम नाम सुहास्मि.
उत्तमं भगिनि, मम नाम उत्तमं. सो इफ् यु आर् आस्किङ्ग् अ लेडी, यु केन् आस्मि भवत्याः नाम किम्. ओके, सो इफ् यु आर् आस्किङ्ग् पुरुष, यु केन् भवतः नाम किं. देट्स् अ डिफ़्रेन्स् वेन् यु आर् आस्किङ्ग् अ lady or a guy. So that's the difference. So swagatam bhagini, you can follow. If you have missed classes, go to the site and look at the recording so you can catch up, and we keep revisiting stuff so you will catch up. We are still early in the class.
Namaskaram, mama nama Muraliha.
Muralihi. You can say Muralihi. Since you are the Murali, you can put a visarga. Like, for example, Ajaya will become Ajayaha. Murali becomes Muralihi. Okay, Muralihi. So, okay, Swagatam Mahode.
I say that I don't know Devanagari, so...
Oh, you don't... you can, for now, you can look at my screen, right?
Yes.
So, Mama Nama, you can read the transliteration.
Yes.
For now.
Yes.
And I will send you information to catch up, and you can start learning. That is if you are, I'm assuming you are interested in learning the Lipi, then I can send you the information. You can put your, you can send me an email or put your email address in the chat window for Ajay Mohdaya, so we can follow up with you.
Okay, thank you.
So you can follow with the transliteration for now when still you learn it. Okay. Agresa Rama. Anybody else who wants to introduce themselves? Okay. Let's move forward. So Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha we saw. For example, Vrakshaha. That aha, when you have a visarga in front of a, you, it's the akaranta pullinga shabda. So how it is broken down, like vyanjana, swara for vru, then ka, swara, sha, then a visarga, that double dots, where we say aha, visarga. So that chinna, two dots, when we pronounce it like aha. For example, Ajayaha or whatever, or Vrakshaha, for example. Vraksha becomes Vrakshaha when it's a subject. So, when you're identifying. For Napunsakalinga Shabda, ending Akaranta Napunsakalinga, we call Shabda Parichayaha. For Pustakam, the ending or the dot in the top. We write it two ways, depending on where we are writing. We don't have to get into that. Right? And that chinna, that halanta chinna under ma, it's half chinna, it's ma, pustakam, right? It's not the full ma, pustakama, it's not that, pustakam. So that's how you pronounce it when there is a dot on the top or that you see the halanta chinna under the ma. So that's the napunsakalinga shabda, okay? So we saw shabda parichaya for akaranta strilinga shabda. Akaranta feminine gender, when it's usually a, then it's akaranta strilinga shabda. So for example, bala, okay, bala is a girl, or balika also is okay, bala or balika. So that is the akaranta strilinga shabda, means a girl. So ikaranta, ikaranta strilinga shabda also is e, nadi. That's an example for shabda parichaya, nadi. Na, a, da, e, nadi. It's, you have to stress e. When it's e, that's the dirga. When you, it's e, it's dirga. You call it as dirga, nadi. Okay? So that's an example for akaranta strilinga shabda. So now we will start with a new concept called atra, tatra, sarvatra, ekatra. Okay? So you can see this picture, and there is a mountain further, right? So that is further. So it's with a long hand, right? It's a long hand. So it's a kutra means where. Parvataha kutra asti. Okay? It's saying parvataha kutra asti. So parvataha tatra asti. Tatra asti is usually long hand. Parvataha tatra asti. Okay? Parvataha tatra asti. Kshetram kutra asti. Kshetram kutra. Kshetram means fields. Right? We can see a lot of fields here. So kshetram kutra asti. Kshetram atra asti. Kshetram tatra asti. So, kshetram means field. So, when it is a long hand, you are pointing further. So, kutra means where. So, atra, tatra, kutra. We have to remember that. So, when it is further, it is tatra. Okay? When it is further. So, we'll look at other things. Shakataha means, shakataha means it's a cart. Okay? Shakataha means cart. It's very near end of us, right? So it's a, like our naming conventions or our conventions, we have a short hand. Okay, when it's a short hand, it's a nearby. It's near us. So it's called shakataha means cart, bullock cart it is. Shakataha kutra asti. Shakataha atra asti means near us. Okay? It's shakataha atra asti. It's a small hand, okay? The small hand is showing, it's nearby, okay? That is our convention, as you know by now. So, vraksha kutra asti. Where is the tree? Vraksha kutra asti. Vraksha atra asti. See, vraksha is near, it's a near end of your picture, so it's nearby. So, they have done like vraksha and shakataha near end of us, so it's atra. It's as if it is, you are standing near that. That's how you can imagine it. So parvataha is far, far end, and fields also they are saying it's a far end. So tatra. So vraksha tatra asti. That's a atra tatra. So one more thing is surya. You know what is surya, right? Surya is sun. Surya kutra asti. Where is sun? Surya kutra asti. Surya ekatra asti. He is one place. He is in the one place above. Surya ekatra asti. Kakaha kutra asti. Kakaha kutra santi. Okay. Kakaha kutra santi. Kakaha ekatra santi. So kakaha means all the crows in the picture. They are all together. Okay. Ekatra means they are all together. Kakaha ekatra santi. So ekatra means in one place. Kutra means where. Kutra asti. There is a question mark, right? सो कुत्र अस्ति
Shamyatam, just hold on a minute. We are having some technical difficulty, so just give us a minute.
Okay, Shamyatam, hopefully you can see it right now. So we'll do some Shabda Parichaya. So Shabda Parichaya, and since new people are also there, we can just revisit it. Whoever don't know Devanagari, just listen for now because there is no English transliteration. So we covered all this, right? Balakaha, Balika, Balakaha means boy. See, observe the chinna, right? The visarga chinna here. The two dots. Okay? Balika, Pustakam, Sita, Nalini, Vraddha. Vraddha is a pullinga shabda. Vraddha is a threelinga shabda. Vraddha means the old lady. Chhatram. Chhatram is a napunsakaka linga because it's an umbrella. And is a napunsaka. It's an umbrella. Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha is a policeman. Pushpam. It's a flower. Okay. Duravani. Duravani is a phone. Okay. So it's a ikaranta strilinga shabda. Purushaha. Purushaha means a man. Mahila. Okay. Mahila is a woman. Akarantasri. Graham. Okay. Gruham is a napunsaka. Is a bottle. Ikaranta strilinga shabda. Pushpam. Pushpam is a napunsakalinga shabda. Vrukshaha. Vrukshaha is a tree. Petika. Petika is a suitcase or some kind of a box. Yuvati. Yuvati is ikaranta strilinga. It's a young woman, Yuvati. Yutakam. Yutakam is a shirt. Syutaha. Syutaha is a bag. It's a akaranta pullinga sabda. Stalika. Stalika, akaranta strilinga sabda. It's a plate. Mitram. Mitram is a napunsaka linga sabda. It's a friend. Since you have realized, it's the ending word, the shabda. So it's a mitram, even it's a friend, it's a napunsakalinga shabda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so, yeah, let's...
Excuse me? Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I just joined. So I just may I know which slide you're telling? I'm sorry to disturb. Hello.
Oh, sorry. You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
I didn't. Yeah, now I'm able to hear you.
Yeah, I sent an email. I don't know whether you got it.
Yes.
If you got it, it's of slide 4 and slide number 10. In the slide 4 link I sent, it's the slide number 10.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bhagini, Droni also means a big vessel, okay? It can be used as a big vessel also. Like when you serve, it's a big bucket also. Somebody asked about Droni.
Yeah, last time when we did the... that time I thought it's a big bucket. Okay.
Yeah, but it can be used. But.
And the Kupi?
Ma'am, what is Vellani?
Kupi is a bottle.
Vellani
means a belan, like a rolling pin.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do a quick exercise. Let's see if we can identify the linga of these words. And I'll ask each of you to do two words, starting with Bhumi Bhagini. Can you start from the first one and go down?
Yeah, sure. So, Eshah Balakah. Esha Balika.
So Balakah.
Pullingah. And Balika is Strilingah.
Uttam. Ina Bhagini, can you do the next two?
Yeah. Tata Pustakam. Esha Pita.
So Pustakam is?
Napunsakling and Sita is Aparan Striling.
Uttamam. Tat Pustakam. Okay, you have to say Tat. It's a hard stop, not Tat. Tat. Okay?
Tat.
Then yeah.
Tat.
Jayashree Bhagini, can you do the next two? Jayashree Bhagini Astiva. Okay. Kiran Mahodaya, can you see the screen? Can you do the next two? You'll have to unmute yourself if you're on mute. Not able to hear you. Neeraj Mahodaya.
Esha Navini. Esha Vruddha.
So Navini would be
Karant Striling and Esha Vruddha is pulling.
Uttam. Nitesh Mahodaya, can you do the next two?
Mute. Hello.
Yeah, Nitesh Mahodaya.
Yeah, sorry. So, Eta Chhatram.
Start with Vriddha. You start with Vriddha.
Okay. Sa Vriddha Eta chhatram.
See, Vridha would be Sa.
Sa Vridha.
And chhatram would be?
Etat chhatram.
Okay, good. So Vridha is what linga?
Striling. Vridha is striling and chhatram is napunsaka linga.
Chhatram is napunsaka linga. So you have to see how it ends, right? The akaranta, if it is Vridha, it would be sa. Okay, and chatram would be tattar etat or napunsakala. Ranga Mahodaya, can you do the next two?
Asmi.
Agrima dvayam karoti.
Saha arakshakaha. Etat pushpam arakshakaha akaranta pullinga and the pushpam is akaranta napunsakalinga.
Uttamam mahodaya, dhanyavada. Subodh mahodaya, agrimadvayam karotu.
Sa duravani saha purushah. Duravani ikaranta strilinga, purushaha akaranta pullinga.
Uttamam mahodaya, very good. Sunil mahodaya, agrimadvayam karotu, do the next two.
Sa mahila akara akaranta strilingam. Etat griham. Etat griham. Akaranta napunsakalingam.
Uttama mahodaya. Very good.
Dhanyavada.
Suhasini bhagini, prayatnam karoti va? Can you try?
Sa druni. Tat pushpam. Druni shrikara lingam, shilinga shabda, and pushpam napunsaka lingam.
Phalam, it is phalam, I think it is.
Phalam is napunsaka lingam.
Trilinga, okay, droni is trilinga shabda, phalam is napunsaka lingam. Uttama, dhanyavada. Devangshu Mahodaya asti va?
Namaskar. Saha asandah. Sa esha mala. So the first one is napunsakling and the second one is thrilling. I'd like to know the meaning of asandah, please.
So asandah is what linga?
It's napunsakling. Pulling.
Okay. So, eshaha asandaha. So, asandaha means chair. Okay?
Okay.
So, can you repeat the two?
Eshaha asandaha. Esha mala.
Uttama. Murali Mahodaya, do you want to try? Can you see the screen? Or if you cannot read, that's fine. We'll move on to
that. If you read the words, I can tell what it is. I don't know. Read the Devanagari.
Okay. Kupi. What is kupi?
Kupi, sa kupi.
So what linga is that?
That is strilinga. What do you say that?
Uttama. Very good. And the next one is Pushpam.
Pushpam, Tat Pushpam. Navamsavali.
Uttamam Mahode. Very good. Saraswati Bhagini. Can you do the next two? Nastiva. Priya Bhagini, are you on?
Yes. Can I try?
Yeah, go ahead.
Saha Vrikshaha. Saha Vrikshaha. Akaranta Pullingaha. Esha Petika. Esha Petika. Akaranta Srilinga Shabdaha.
Uttama.
Okay, I think people got an idea, but we'll do some more slides so that there's some more words. So you build your vocabulary. Okay, we can go some more. I'll just read. So va means it's a question. Okay, it's a question. We have seen this before. Cholaha. Okay, cholaha is a blouse. So this is a long hand. So cholaha. See, even though it's a blouse, it's aha means akaranta. Pullinga Shabda. So you can ask, is it a blouse? So how we say in Sanskrit, Saha Cholaha Va. Okay, you ask Saha Cholaha Va. So yes, Saha Cholaha. Saha Chola. So whenever you are asking something, you can ask Saha Cholaha Va. Okay, when you are just making a statement, you just stop at Saha Cholaha. But when you are asking it, whether it is, so you are asking Saha Cholaha Va. Okay. When you are answering, means yes. Saha Cholaha. So we'll look at some more examples. Saha Makaraha Va. Saha Makaraha Va. Saha Makara. Okay. So Saha Makaraha Va, again he is asking, but he is pointing at something else. Okay. Then it's a na. When it's no, it's na. Saha Makaraha Na. It's not a crocodile. Saha Vidyuddeepaha. Okay. Saha Vidyuddeepaha. That's a deepa. This is a light. It's not makara. So na saha makaraha na saha vidyuddeepaha. That's how you answer. So when it is a napunsakalinga shabda, tat patram va, right? It becomes tat patram va. Is it a letter or it is a leaf? Tat patram va na, tat patram na, tat laddukam. Tat laddukam means there are laddus. Okay, there are sweets. Laddukam. Tat patram na, tat laddukam. Okay. So, etat patram va, is it a vessel? Etat patram va, because it's a small hand, like our convention, it's a small hand, right? It's nearby. So, etat patram va, etat patram, it's a vessel. So, it's a small hand again. Eshaha dandadipaha va, eshaha. Dandadipahava na, eshaha dandadipaha na, eshaha karadipaha. Okay? Na, eshaha dandadipaha na, eshaha karadipaha. It's not a long light. It's like a flashlight. It's a hand light. Okay? Karadipa means like a flashlight. So when it's a strilinga, same like questions. Esha, okay. Esha lekhani va, okay. Esha lekhani va, na. Esha lekhani na, okay. Esha lekhani na. Esha balika. hopefully you got an idea of arm. Na. So we can do some practice. So you get some practice.
So, okay. We'll start with Bhumi Bhagini.
Tat Fainakam va? Aam. Tat Fainakam.
Tamam.
Tat Fainakam va? Na. Tat Fainakam na. Tat Pustakam.
Uttamam Bhagini. Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad.
Ina Bhagini?
Esha Balika va? Na. Esha Balika na. Esha Sharkara.
Uttamam. Jayashri Bhagini asti va? Jayashri Bhagini? Kiran Mahodaya? Kiran Mahodaya asti va? No. Neeraj Mahodaya?
Eshah Krishna va?
Krishna.
No. Eshah Krishnaha na. Eshah Ramaha.
Eshah Krishnaha va? Na. Eshah Krishnaha na. Eshah Ramaha. Nitesh Mahodaya?
Sah Vaidya va? Am Sah Vaidya?
Sah Vaidya va? Am Sah Vaidya? See, when you see the visarga, you can pronounce that with Sah or Vaidya. Okay?
Vaidya.
Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. Sah Vaidya va? Am Sah Vaidya.
Kiran Mahodaya, can you hear me? Okay. Priya Bhagini, can you do this one?
Yes. Etat Vyajanam va? Is it right? Vyajanam?
Vyanjanam.
Vyanjanam. Okay. Etat Vyanjanam va? Na. Tat Vyanjanam na. Tat Vyajanam. Okay. Etat Vyanjanam va? Na. Tat Vyanjanam na. Tat Vyajanam.
Okay. Yeah, Vyanjanam means it's a food item, like a side item. So this is not that. This is a fan. Uttama.
We say like in the previous one. Can we say na tat vyajanam? Simply, should we say?
Yeah. That is fine too, but here we are just going through the, the detailed way of saying it. Na, tat, vyajanam. Okay? Yeah, what you said is also fine.
Thank you. Dhanyavad.
Ranga Mahodaya?
Asmi.
Kripaya karotu, please do this one.
Etat urukam va? Aam etat urukam.
Tamam. सुबोध महोदय
एषा कर्तरी वा न एषा कर्तरी न एषा लेपनपट्टिका
उत्तमं
धन्यवादः
सो डू यू नो वाट् इस् कर्तरी
Scissors.
It means scissors. Okay, scissors. Karthari is scissors. No problem. Sunil Mahodaya. Kripaya Karotu. Please do this one.
Esha Trichakrika Va. Na. Esha Trichakrika Na. Esha Dvichakrika.
Tamam. अग्रिमं सुहासिनी भगिनी केन् यू रीड् द जस्ट् अ मिनिट् ओके केन् यू डू दिस् वन्
एषा लेखनी वा न एषा लेखनी न एषा बालिका
उत्तमम् ओके राजश्री भगिनी डू द नेक्स्ट् वन् जस्ट् अ मिनिट् या केन् यू ट्रै दिस् वन्
तत् फेनकं वा आम् तत् फेनकम्
Okay, do this one also, please.
Tat phenakam va na, tat phenakam na, tat pustakam.
Uttama. Devangshu Mahodaya.
Esha balika va na, esha balika na, esha sharkara.
Okay, so Murali Mahodaya, please try this one. The question is this Krishna?
Esha Krishna va na
एषः कृष्णः वा
एषः कृष्णः वा न एषः कृष्णः न एषः रामः
उत्तमम् एनिबडि ऐ मिस्ड् ओर् हू कुन् टाक् दट् वुड् लैक् टु ट्रै नेक्स्ट् ऐ थिङ्क् किरन् महोदय वि कुन् गेट् Anybody else? Okay, so we'll move forward. Agre Saramaha.
Okay, we will do next concept. So this is like, this was the new concept actually. So let's do it. It's pretty simple. Asti, Nasti. Okay, asti means it's there, nasti means it's not there, it's not present. Okay, so asti, nasti. Phalam, asti, you know what phalam is by now, right? Fruit, asti, right? Phalam, asti. Phalam, nasti. When a fruit is not there, you'll say phalam, nasti. Okay, phalam, asti, phalam, nasti. So, asti nasti, here shulika asti, right? Shulika means, you know by now, it's fork, it's shulika. Okay, shulika asti, okay? Shulika asti. What else is there? Chamasaha asti, right? Chamasaha asti. Churika means fork, churika asti, right? Churika asti. Stalika asti, right? स्थालिका मीन्स् इट्स् अ प्लेट् स्थालिका अस्ति परन्तु निधानिका नास्ति रैट् आधानिका नास्ति सो देर् इस् नो ट्रे और् देर् इस् नो उत्पीठिका नास्ति देर् इस् नो टेबल् सो इट्स् नाट् देर् सो शूलिका अस्ति चमसा अस्ति छुरिका अस्ति स्थालिका अस्ति उत्पीठिका नास्ति ओके उत्पीठिका नास्ति चमसा अस्ति छुरिका अस्ति स्थालिका अस्ति चषकः नास्ति राइट देयर इज नो कप चषकः देयर इज अ ग्लास चषकः नास्ति देयर इज नो ग्लास मयूरः नास्ति ओके देर् इस् नो पीकाक् हियर् सो मयूरः नास्ति सो अगेन् शिला अस्ति वा ओके परन्तु मीन्स् बट् परन्तु ओके परन्तु मीन्स् बट् परन्तु शिला अस्ति वा इस् देर् अ स्टोन् ओके स्टोन् इस् काल्ड् शिला आर् अ राक् यु केन् से शिला ओके Shila astiva. Again, why you have seen, it's like a question. Shila astiva. Is there a stone here? Okay, that's the question. Shila asti. Okay, oh yes. Shila, there is a stone here. Okay. So, kunchika astiva. Kunchika means the ski. Okay, kunchika astiva. Kunchika asti. Yes, okay. There is a key. Okay. परन्तु तालः नास्ति परन्तु मीन्स् बट् परन्तु तालः नास्ति देर् इस् नो लाक् सो वस्तुतः वस्तुतः आल्सो वी हेवन्ट् कवर्ड् वस्तुः तदा मीन्स् इट्स् लैक् इन् फ्याक्ट् इन् डीड् ओके इन् रियालिटि यु आर् जस्ट् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् मोर् ओके दूरवाणी अस्ति वा ओके इस् देर् अ फोन् हियर् दूरवाणी इस् देर् अ फोन् हियर् दूरवाणी अस्ति वा आम् दूरवाणी अस्ति या देर् इस् अ टेलिफोन् वस्तुतः जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति वस्तुतः जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति वस्तुतः मीन्स् इन् फ्याक्ट् इन् डीड् इट्स् दे आर् डिस्क्रैबिङ्ग् इट् इट्स् अ मोबैल् टेलिफोन् ओके जङ्गम मीन्स् इट्स् अ मोबैल् telephone it's a mobile telephone so you are just describing it more so vastutah jangabuduravani asti for example dwaram asti va aam tat dwaram asti vastutah tat mahadwaram so that's a main door that example also you can give you are describing a door it's a main door so that's usually those things you can describe more then you use vastutah so there is a small riddle like prahelika there they have described all this asti nasti shiro nasti bahur asti nirangulihi नास्ति पादद्वयं गाढम् अङ्गम् आलिङ्गति स्वयं तत् किम् ओके अस्ति नास्ति देर् इस् नो बोन्स् शिरो नास्ति इट् डस् नाट् हेव् अ हेड् शिरस् मीन्स् हेड् डस् नाट् हेव् हेड् बाहुरस्ति इट् हेस् आर्म्स् एण्ड् निरङ्गुलिः देर् इस् नो फिङ्गर्स् ओके नास्ति पादद्वयं it doesn't have both legs gadham angam alingati means it is holding on to your body it holds on to your body tightly okay by itself so tat kim okay tat kim on what is it so it's a riddle so answer is it's a shirt right it doesn't have a head or it doesn't have a fingers it doesn't have arms but it tightly holds on to your body so it's a riddle so just to give you an idea how it's used here in a riddle okay like a poem or whatever you call it. So, is there any question so far for today's lesson for whoever who are new, they can look at the old recording, but new whoever has joined like a couple of classes, do they have any questions so far? Otherwise, we can do more practice, but go ahead. Okay, so we can do some more practice of this. Atra tatra we didn't do, so we can do more of that. So, and you can try to read so you can understand more. So we can try one by one. I just explained atra means it's right here. Tatra means when you are pointing further with this, for example, this blue hand, it's tatra. When it's a small hand, it's atra. So kutra means you are questioning, okay? Kutra, okay? So that we can practice a little bit. Okay, Bhumi Bhagini, you can read the first line and you can something else also you can say if similar. First line.
So from the picture only or?
Yeah, first you can read and you can try to make a similar similar sentence.
Okay. Lukshah, then kakaha. So kakaha kutra asti, kakaha atra asti.
Ah, uttama. Yeah, you can read first, whatever, like, for example, I'm just saying, you can do that. Shakataha sure. Kutra.
Shakataha kutra asti, shakataha atra asti, vrakshaha kutra asti, vrakshaha atra asti.
Yeah, you did bhakaha also, yeah, uttama bhagi. So you got an idea, right? It's kutra means where, atra means here, nearby. Ina Bhagini, you can do the next one.
Suryaha kutra asti, Suryaha ekatra asti, Kakaha kutra santi, Kakaha ekatra santi, Parvataha kutra asti, Parvatah tatra asti.
Ah, uttamam bhagini. Uttamam, you got an idea. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uttamam. Kiran Mahodaya, can you hear us? I think there is some audio problem with you. So, yeah, let's solve it later, okay? If you can hear, that's great. Just keep listening. So... Neeraj Mahodaya, next one. You can just read and try to make similar sentence.
Vritta kutra asti, Vritta Vritta Anyatra asti. नदी कुत्र अस्ति नदी अन्यत्र अस्ति
उत्तमम् सो अन्यत्र मीन्स् समवेयर एल्स राइट देयर इज वृद्धा मीन्स ओल्डर लेडी वृद्धा
So, Surya, we did like Surya Ekatra Asti. I think someone is phone is working. So, Surya Ekatra Asti, but can we say like Surya Prakasham is Sarvatra Asti?
Yeah, Surya Prakashah Sarvatra Asti, Uttamam, Uttamam. We can say that. So, ekatra is a little bit, that example is, can everybody mute yourself if you're not speaking? There is lot of background noise. Okay. So, ekatra is a little bit hard to explain or make sentences. Ekatra means it's at one place. Okay. Vayu sarvatra asti, like you said, that also is, air is everywhere, right? Ekatra means together one place. So there are not many sentences you can think of, but yeah, if you get an idea, that's all it matters. Okay, good question.
What is anyatra?
Anyatra means somewhere else. See, in this picture that Vraddha they are asking, right? Vraddha kutra asti means is Vraddha means old lady. Okay, Vraddha, there is no lady here, right? So she is somewhere else. Anyatra means some other place, not in this picture, right?
Okay.
So you could also say Vraddha Nasti. Okay? So that's also right. Or Vraddha Anyatra Asti. We have seen the Nasti, right? So Vraddha Nasti, Vraddha Anyatra Asti. Nitesh Mahodaya, can you do the sentence, the question and answer?
Yes. Vayu kutra asti, Vayu sarvatra asti.
Vayu sarvatra asti.
Prakash kutra asti, Prakash sarvatra asti.
प्रकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति उत्तमम् रंगा महोदय कैन यू डू द क्वेश्चन एंड प्रोवाइड द आंसर
अस्मि करदीपः अस्ति वा आम करदीपः अस्ति
हां तो इफ इट इज नॉट देयर
न तत करदीपः न
हां करदीपः नास्ति
न ओ नास्ति या ओके
न करदीपः न yeah, can you do this one also?
Karadipah kutra asti. Karadipah atra asti.
Uttamam, Mahodaya, uttamam. Very good. Subodh Mahodaya.
Cholah kutra asti, Cholah tatra asti.
Uttam. Sunil Mahodaya, can you ask a question with this?
Saha Makaraha.
So what would the question be?
Saha Makaraha va?
Uttamam.
Saha Makaraha.
Very good. Uttamam Mahodaya.
Thank you.
Devangshu Mahodaya, can you ask a question and answer with this?
Yeah. Prakashaha, I think the question...
Prakashaha, kutra.
Kutra asti. Prakashaha kutra asti. Prakashaha sarvatra asti.
Okay, this
okay, it's tarhi, tarhi, you have not seen it. Tarhi means then. So anyatra means elsewhere. Okay, so there is a question. Esha, because a small hand, right? Esha Vriddhava, is it a older lady? Esha Vriddhava, na Esha Balika. No, this is a Vriddhana, Esha Vriddhana, Esha Balika. Okay, this is not an older lady, this is a young girl. Okay, so Tarhi, Tarhi means then, Tarhi Vriddha Kutrasti. So, where is the older lady? Vriddha, Tarhi, then Vriddha, Kutra Asti. So, answer is Vriddha, Anyatra Asti. So, there is no picture of an older lady here. So, Vriddha, Anyatra Asti. She is somewhere else. So, Anyatra and Tarhi. Okay. Esha Vriddhava. The question is Esha Vriddhava. Na. Esha Vriddha. Na. Esha. Balika. Okay. Esha Balika. Tarhi Vriddha Kutra Asti. Then where is the older lady? Okay. Vriddha Anyatra Asti. Vriddha Anyatra Asti. So Devaha, we saw Atra, Tatra, Anyatra, Atra, Tatra. Anyatra sarvatra. Okay. So, and vastutaha we saw. Vastutaha, in fact. So, these are some of the words we are just looking. Mapika, kunchika, right? They are akaranta strilinga shabdaha. Petika, shaya, okay. Sammarjani, Nidhanika, okay. Sasyam, Sasyam means it's a sapling, a small tree. Vruksha is a bigger tree. Shila, okay. Shila is a rock. Bhumihi, Bhumihi means earth. Vayu, Vayuhu is air. Keshaha, Keshaha means hair, okay. They are all one. Bhumihi, Vayuhu, Keshaha, Vrakshaha. Okay. So, there is one more picture so that you can do some small sentences with two words. So, Shunakaha, Gardabha, right? There are Shunakaha means dog, Gardaha, Gardabha means donkey. Okay, Rail Yanam means train. Okay, Ajaha means goat. Okay, Ajaha means goat. Balika, girl, Balika. Denuhu means cow. Akashaha means sky. Vanaraha means cow. Vanaraha is monkey. Griham is a house. वृक्षः the tree, shaka is a branch, sasyam, sasyam is a small sapling, okay, vruttihi, vruttihi means a fence, devaha, god, mahila is a woman, dvichakrika is a bicycle, okay. They have given all those words here, they have just given here. Then we can make some sentences using sentences with asti, nasti, kutra, you can use just to do some practice. Okay. So we can start practicing some more.
Okay. Bhumi Bhagini, can you start us off at the top? Can you read the screen?
Yes. So atra. तत्र सर्वत्र एकत्र अन्यत्र कुत्र
ओके सो आस्क अ क्वेश्चन विद द फर्स्ट ऑब्जेक्ट एंड आंसर इट
एषः ओके सो सः शुनकः वा न सॉरी शुनकः अत्र अस्ति आम शुनकः अत्र अस्ति
या योर फर्स्ट सेंटेंस फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज आल्सो फाइन हियर यू वांट टू से शुनकः कुत्र अस्ति
शुनकः कुत्र
शुनकः अत्र अस्ति और तत्र अस्ति ओके सो कैन यू डू द नेक्स्ट वन आल्सो
गर्दभः कुत्र अस्ति गर्दभः अत्र अस्ति
उत्तम
धन्यवाद
इना भगिनी कैन यू डू अ क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर विथ द नेक्स्ट वर्ड रेलयानम्
रेलयानम् कुत्र अस्ति रेलयानम् तत्र अस्ति
तत्र अस्ति वा न वा
न रेलयानम् तत्र अस्ति न
यू केन् से रेलयानम् अन्यत्र अस्ति
ओके रेलयानम् अन्यत्र अस्ति
Or railyanam nasti also is fine, but we want to use the words, you know, shown at the top. So, very good. Yeah, nasti is also fine. Or anyatra asti. Okay?
Okay.
Kiran Mahodaya, I'll try you again. You said you are not able to talk. Kiran Mahodaya. Okay, maybe we'll come back to you later. Neeraj Mahodaya.
Balika kutra asti. Balika atra asti.
Okay. Uttamam. Can you do the one before that also?
Ajaha kutra asti. Ajaha. अत्र अस्ति
उत्तमम् नितेश महोदय व्हाट्स दैट डिड समबडी हैव अ क्वेश्चन
या द मीनिंग ऑफ अजह
अजह इज गोट
गोट ओके
ओके धेनु कुत्र अस्ति धेनु अत्र अस्ति
okay, yeah, tatra asti, more like it, it's a little, I'm assuming that's the dhenu, okay, both are, grammatically both are right, so you can say dhenu, tatra asti, can you do the next one also?
Akasha kutra asti, आकाश सर्वत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमं महोदय, धन्यवादः.
थैंक यू.
रङ्गा महोदय अग्रिमं करोतु. डू द नेक्स्ट वन.
अस्मि. वानरः कुत्र अस्ति? वानरः अत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमम्. डू द नेक्स्ट वन आल्सो.
गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? गृहं तत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमम्. सो यु गेट् द डिफरेन्स् रैट्. अत्र नियरर्, तत्र फर्दर्. धन्यवादः. उत्तमम्.
धन्यवादः.
सुबोध् महोदय. वृक्षः
कुत्र अस्ति? गृहं तत्र अस्ति.
डू द नेक्स्ट वन आल्सो.
वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति? वृक्षः अत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमं महोदय. अग्रिम सुनील महोदय.
यस. वृक्षः कुत्र अस्ति? वृक्षः अत्र अस्ति. शाखा कुत्र अस्ति? शाखा तत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमं महोदय. सुहासिनी भगिनी, यु वांट टु ट्राई?
सस्यं कुत्र अस्ति? सस्यम् अन्यत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमम्. डू द नेक्स्ट वन आल्सो.
वृत्तिः, वाट् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् वृत्तिः?
वृत्तिः इस् द फेन्स्.
वृत्तिः कुत्र अस्ति? वृत्तिः अत्र अस्ति.
उत्तमं. धन्यवादः भगिनी.
धन्यवादः.
देवांशु महोदय अग्रिमद्वयं करोतु. डू द नेक्स्ट टु.
So this one is a little this thing. Devah kutra asti, devah sarvatra asti could be there. Or anyatra asti, depending on.
Sarvatra.
And the next one is mahila kutra asti, mahila tatra asti.
Tatra. Say the full sentence.
Mahila kutra asti, mahila tatra asti.
Uttama. Dhanyavada mahodaya. Murli mahodaya, can you try? Dvichakrika is the next word.
What is the meaning for that?
Dvichakrika means bicycle.
Dvichakrika kutra asti? Dvichakrika anyatra asti.
Uttamam. It's not in the picture, so anyatra asti.
Anyatra asti.
Dhanyavadam.
I had one question on meaning of aja in this. What is
meaning of ajaha? Means goat.
Okay, thank you.
What is donkey? Donkeys.
Gard.
Yeah, gardabaha. Gardabaha, second one. So that is it's the near end of our picture, right? Gardabaha. Gardaba is a donkey. Ajaha means goat. Dhenu is cow.
What is sasyam?
Sasyam means small trees, sapling.
Small tree. Oh, okay.
Small trees, seedling, you can say, or small trees. Vraksha means like a big tree, like we see in the picture. Okay, so any questions here? Anybody did not get a chance, they can start from the top, like Shunaka, in case they didn't get a chance.
Yeah, can I try?
Yeah, please do. You can go from the top, Shunakaha.
Shunakaha kutra asti. Shunakaha atra asti.
Uttamam.
Gadar gardabaha kutra asti. Gardabaha atra asti.
Uttamam. Yeah, you can do one more.
Relyanam kutra asti. Relyanam anyatra asti. Relyanam nasti.
Both. Uttamam.
Thank you.
Priya bhagini asti va?
Can I go?
Yeah. Can you do the next two or three? Go ahead.
Ajah kutra asti. Ajah tatra asti. Balika kutra asti. Balika atra asti. Dhenuhu kutra asti. Dhenuhu anyatra asti.
Or tatra asti. It's a little far. It's a small one, you may miss it. But
okay.
Tatra.
Tatra.
Anybody else who missed out, who I forgot to call? Murli Mahodaya, can you do the next one? You can see the transliteration and try to do it.
Akashaha kutra asti. Akashaga
sarvatra asti.
Sarvatra asti. Okay. Vanaraha kutra asti. Vanaraha atra asti.
Tamam.
Graham.
And do the next one.
Graham kutra asti. Graham tatra asti.
Uttamam.
What was the meaning of shunakam?
Shunakaha is a dog. Shunakaha or kukkuraha is also a dog. So both words can be used interchangeably.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hopefully we did good practice, so you can revisit at home at least 5-10 minutes a day, just revisit the new thing, just go over it. So we can look at something a little bit more. Bhavan, okay, we can look at Bhavan, okay. Aham means me, Bhavan means you, okay, Bhavan means you. Bhavati means feminine. Here also there is a difference between Strilinga and Pullinga. When I am saying aham, okay, aham sarala, I am sarala. So you have seen that, right? So bhavataha namakim, we usually ask what is your name. But we can ask in a different way, okay? For a masculine gender, we can look at the men. So bhavan kaha, you can ask. So, masculine gender, Bhavan Kaha. Who is it? Who are you? Like that. So, they can answer with their name, Aham Ajayaha. Okay? Or you can say whatever you want to say about yourself. You can, that is like an open-ended question. Okay? Bhavan Kaha. Aham Chhatraha. Aham Balakaha. Aham Purushaha. Aham Vaidyaha. That's an open-ended question. Okay? So, bhavati ka, when it's a striling, lady you are asking, aham sarala, bhavati ka, I'm asking. So, they can say, aham sarika, aham mahila, aham grahini, they can say whatever. That is like an open-ended question. Okay? So, this is another way of asking questions. Okay? So, aham means I, Bhavan means you, Bhavati means you, feminine. Okay? So the examples are given here. Aham. And for the masculine gender also, it's given. So you can see the difference. See? She is saying her name first. Aham Sandhya. Okay? She is saying Aham Sandhya. Aham Mahila. Aham Chatura. I am smart. Aham Bharatiya. I am Indian. Aham Sakhi. Okay, I am a friend. It is a female friend. Aham Sakhi. Aham Vaidya. I am a doctor. Okay, she is just describing. It's like an open-ended question. So, for masculine gender, Aham Govindaha. Okay, it's saying his name. Aham Govindaha. Aham Purushaha. Aham Kriyashila, I am active. Kriyashila means he is always active. Aham Videshiya, I am Videshiya means I am a foreigner. Aham Mitram, I am a friend. And Aham Pachaka. Pachaka means who does cooking. I am a cook. So they are just describing themselves. So here also Bhavati. Bhavati is saying Bhavati Radha. When you are describing somebody else, right? Then you say Bhavati. When it's a girl or a lady, you say Bhavati Radha. Bhavati Balika. Bhavati Buddhimati. Bhavati Chhatra. Okay? You can describe her with all this. Bhavati, you. Okay? Feminine. Bhavati Radha. Bhavati Balika, Bhavati Buddhimati, Bhavati Chhatra. Okay? So these are the words to describe. So when it is the masculine gender, somebody can tell about this boy. Bhavan Shivaha, his name Bhavan Shivaha. Bhavan Balaha or Bhavan Balakaha. Bhavan Pradnyaha, means it's clever. Bhavan Pradnyaha. Bhavan Chhatra, you are a student. So that's a different way of saying, describing yourself. When somebody asks you, Bhavan Kaha or Bhavati Ka. Okay?
So we'll just do a couple of quick exercises. So, I'm asking Bhumi Bhagini, okay? Aham Ajayaha Bhavati Ka. So, you can say your name and something about you, whatever you are. Can you try?
Yeah. Aham Bhumi Aham Grihini.
Ah, Uttamam Bhagini. Very good. Ina Bhagini. Aham Ajayaha Bhavati Ka.
Bhavati Ina. Aham
No, Aham Ina.
Aham Ina. Aham Pathati.
Aham Mahila or something you can say.
Okay. Aham Ina. Aham Mahila.
Uttam. So just getting used to like basic conversation, okay? And basic okay. Introduction.
So for the studying, we cannot say Pathati?
Or you can say Aham Chhatra. I am a student.
Like okay. Right now,
right now I am studying, so I cannot say pathati.
Pathami. Aham pathami.
Aham pathami. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah. But since the question is, what are you or who are you? You would say, I am a student. Okay. I am Ina. I am a student. Or I am a Mahila. I am a lady. Something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Dhanyavad.
Neeraj Mahodaya. Aham Ajayaha. Bhavan Kaha.
Aham Neerajaha. अहं छात्रः
उत्तमं नितेश महोदय अहम् अजयः भवान् कः
अहं नितेश अहं पुरुषः
उत्तमं महोदय प्रिया भगिनी अहम् अजयः भवती का
अहम् प्रिया अहम् महिला अहम् छात्रा
उत्तमम् रंगा महोदय
अस्मि
अहम् अजयः अहं शिक्षका शिक्षकः भवान् कः
अहं रङ्गः अहं मातामहः अहं छात्रा
उत्तमं छात्रः ओके छात्रा इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग छात्रः पुल्लिङ्ग उत्तमं महोदय सुबोध महोदय अहम् अजयः भवान् कः
अहं सुबोधः अहं यान्त्रिक अभियन्ता अहं छात्रः
उत्तमं महोदय उत्तमं पुनः वदतु सुबोध महोदय केन यू से इट अगेन
अहं सुबोधः अहं यान्त्रिक अभियन्ता अहं छात्रः
उत्तमं या somebody had a question
yeah I was just asking what is the meaning of yantrik whatever he said
ask him bawa
अहं भूमि भवान् कः
अहं सुबोधः अहं यान्त्रिक अभियन्तः मेकानिकल् इञ्जिनियर्
ओके धन्यवादः
नौ यु आर् गेटिङ्ग् टु कान्वर्स् स्लोलि वेरि गुड् सुनिल् महोदय अहम् अजयः भवान् कः
अहं सुनीलः अहं छात्रः अहं वैद्यः अस्मि
ओ उत्तमं महोदय सुहासिनी भगिनी अहम् अजयः भवती का
अहं सुहासिनी अहं छात्रा अहं सखी
उत्तमम् देवांशमहोदय अहम् अजयः भवान् कः
अहं देवांशु अहं छात्रः फार् द मोमेण्ट् अट् लीस्ट्
उत्तमम् मुरलीमहोदय अहम् अजयः भवान् कः
अहं मुरली अहं धनाग्रपति
केन् यु से दर् केन्
अहं मुरली अहं धनाग्रपति बैंकर
ओके ओके धन्यवाद महोदय उत्तमम् So, yeah, so some basic conversation, how we introduce and, you know, talk about ourselves. So we'll continue expanding on this as we go forward, okay? So now we are getting to see different ways of, you know, telling about yourself, what you are or what you do. So I think we are nearing the end of time. So any questions, anybody?
Yeah, so it said pachakaha means a cook. So if I want to say I'm a cook, so can I say pachaka, like being a...
Pachika.
Pachika, okay.
Yeah, for you, for a female cook.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so the trick is, if it is aha for a pullinga, usually the a would be for the strilinga. Okay, chhatraha becomes chhatra, usually. Okay, so something to keep in mind.
Okay, so you can, in the Abhyasa Pustakam, I have given the link. So go over all this and fill in all this. So you will get good practice. So, it's a good practice here. And use all these words given, okay? And put in, see, atra, tatra, and all, go over this. That is your homework. Go over these words and make sentences and fill in the blank. But anyway, I will send you what all you have to look at. Since you are in the beginning, start from the beginning also. And if you have joined new, so you can fill in all this, so you will get more practice. Okay, they have good exercises here. Just fill, and it will give you good writing practice. And if you have a hard copy of this book, that's great. Otherwise, just print this out and fill it. Or even better, take a notebook and just write. I encourage you to write in Devanagari. So it will give you good practice, and you will remember it if you write it. Okay. I hope you can find some time to do it.
So one other thing, we have been giving home assignments. So I would like to start from this this week. So I'll give you some simple kind of homework. If you can complete it and email it back. If you are writing on a sheet of paper, maybe you can take a you know, picture on your phone and email me that that image. Just some simple sentences, so it'll reinforce what we have covered. And you know, you may have to do a little bit of looking it up if you are not remembering 100%. Okay, so I would encourage you to do the homework and send it back. So it'll, you know, make all these concepts a little more clearer for you. Okay, so look for that like sometime tomorrow or this evening Indian time.
Okay, so Shanti Mantra Muktva Samapayamaha. We'll say the Shanti Mantra and finish. Okay. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्तिः शान्ति शान्तिः नमस्कारः अग्रिमसप्ताहे मिलामः धन्यवादः
नमस्कारः
धन्यवादः I have a question regarding learning Devanagari.